This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we have an absolutely fabulous show for you today. We really do. And one story in particular that reaches our Boston-based audience, so we'll get to that in just a little bit. But joining me, and for those of you new to the program, this is a show that tries to educate people about things that are happening in the world of cannabis and CBD. It is not a show about passing the joint around. If you want that kind of a show, this is not it. Sorry. What we try to do is inform and educate and talk about the changing world of CBD / cannabis and the power that it has and holds for so many areas. And we do a biz roundup on my Biz Talk radio show with Mark Goldman. Mark Goldman is also very knowledgeable and has been using cannabis himself for his own issues for many years. And maybe we can get him to talk a little bit about that. But he is with us today, giving us some of the breaking news stories that are happening in the world and around the country. And Mark Goldman is managing partner and media relations specialist at Goldman McCormick PR, goldmanmccormick.com. And Mark Goldman, welcome back as always.
Hey, a real pleasure, and happy to be here. Thank you.
So can we talk about your use of cannabis?
You could talk about anything you like. I love Boston.
It's just not Boston, though. We're heard. You know what? This is so great. This show is heard in Boston,
right,
in Vermont, in Washington State, in Oregon, in, I could go on and on and on.
You know what?
So,
I love cannabis A to Z, and therefore I will share my life story with you.
No, but you have something called Tourette's syndrome.
Right.
And much more common than one would ever imagine. You would never know it because you are not displaying any of the normal symptoms that one associates with Tourette's.
Correct. Which is good because
it's a cannabis, which it's absolutely. But cannabis has helped you with your symptoms, and that's an awesome thing.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I do have Tourette's, and I do use THC medically and recreationally, and it's helped over the years in a big, big way, and really has prevented my tics from being a hell of a lot worse, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
So
that's why we need to legalize it everywhere for medical and rec.
And one of the states that we do reach is Oregon.
Yes.
And you have, the first story is about Oregon, and what a story this is. Wow, 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 wow.
Absolutely, Frankie. So Oregon cannabis sales notched new high in April at $110.4 million. Can you believe it? Oregon's cannabis industry has set another monthly sales record, reaching, again, $110.4 million in April alone. Tax adult use sales also cracked the $100 million mark for the first time, at $100.3 million, according to the data they got from the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. It was the second highest month of record sales, just topped a revised $109.6 million for combined adult use and medical sales in March, from what the government stimulus and their improving economy is saying.
So what you're saying is that the pandemic has created a pandemic boom.
Absolutely.
And the
several
record numbers of users. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's huge. With the 420 cannabis holiday just the other day, not so long ago, April also brings a big promotional effort for their local retailers, but sales in April were 23% higher than last year, and a whopping 77% higher than April 2019. This is gigantuan news for Oregon. Frank, this is huge.
Mark, this is why this show is so important, because not only I personally don't know what you believe, but you're in the PR business. You know the numbers are what they are in this world of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
I really truly believe in my heart of hearts that this industry is going to be able to save many small towns and many many small cities and towns because of the revenue that it brings in and the
you
tax
know what, Frankie,
money.
I'm going to go one step higher, and I think marijuana, cannabis, CBD, hemp, all of this is going to save the United States of America, our economy, in a big way. In Oregon alone, Frankie,
you know, Mark,
in Oregon alone, about 91.2% of the total, which is about $373.4 million, was spent on adult-use products that are taxed at 17% by the state and 3% by cities or counties. Medical sales are not taxed. It's only recreational in Oregon.
This is very good news, very exciting news, and I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
You know, I think I want to move there. I mean, if they're making all this money with taxes, this is crazy. This is great. So if anybody wants to invite me over, I'm down.
Hey, I'll go with you. How's that? We'll do a show from there. We'll do it.
Absolutely.
We'll do a road trip. We've been threatening a road trip for years. We've got to go on the road. Now that this COVID is almost over.
For sure.
We have to do it. We just have to do it. Well, you know, we've talked through the years, Mark, in regards to the next story that you bring us. We have talked through the years to a lot of schools that have changed their curriculum, that have added management in the cannabis industry and new courses and all of that. But now that New York is legal, tell us the next story. Very exciting.
This is absolutely fascinating, and you got to love the New York Post for bringing us this story. So New York colleges increase cannabis courses amid the weed legislation. Higher education is taking on a new meaning here in New York. After the state legalized a recreational use of marijuana, Frankie, colleges and universities are adding new courses about cannabis to their syllabus to prepare students for the jobs in this budding industry. And they're not just offering token lessons on history. Yeah.
Was that a pun in this budding industry?
Well, not only that, but the higher education, which I potentially missed earlier. But, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a online
course.
Bada
bing, bada boom, and bada bang. I missed
exactly.
out.
Exactly. What's that drum beat? Anyway, the online colleges are marketing new master's degree courses in marijuana, leading to a graduate certificate in cannabis control, as well as expanding the undergraduate classes. Scott Dolan, who's just the dean of this college, he said, we're in a separate space to educate people about the cannabis industry. Cannabis will be a multi-billion-dollar industry in New York by 2025. Marijuana is expected to be sold in local stores and pot shops sometime next year. So, again, higher education, budding industry, this is a great story.
Great story. Really great story. You know, the next story, I want people to listen carefully because you have to have an open mind. The psychedelics have been around this world for many decades. Magic mushrooms, whatever you want to call them, but they have had tremendous. Everyone from Anderson Cooper to Gwyneth Paltrow, they've done stories, they've shared their experiences with magic mushrooms. And when we come back, we will get into this story, but it's an important story because, once again, if you think there's an arena in this world that you need to invest in, Mark may have the new up-and-coming story that cannabis growers and people in the industry are looking at, really looking at, very hard and long. And those investors and executives are rushing into this psychedelic, which is a multi-billion dollar opportunity. And Mark, you've written that you've shared that it's it reminds you of some of the early days of marijuana. So when we come back from break, we will talk about that. Mark Goldman bringing us hot breaking news around the country. We love to do this because I think it's kind of fun to see what other states and what's going around this country of ours. And we'll be back in just a moment. GoldmanMcCormick.com is his website. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. We are doing a cannabis roundup, CBD / cannabis roundup, with our dear friend Mark Goldman, managing partner and media relations specialist at Goldman McCormick PR. And Mark, welcome back. So I gave the story. This is really a big story because psychedelics has the potential to be as much as 100 billion, that's with a B, globally. And tell us the story real quick.
Right. Well, investors as well as cannabis companies, Frankie, and executives are rushing into the psychedelics, a multi-billion dollar opportunity that reminds some of us of the early days of marijuana, although this infant industry could play out much differently. Like you said, the potential market opportunity for psychedelics is much as 100 billion with a B globally, according to a Vancouver, British Columbia-based investment banking firm, Canaccord Genuity. Scientists believe psychedelics can help treat a range of mental health and behavioral issues, including depression, anxiety, PTSD, addiction, ADHD, and so many other things. So this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I actually know a gentleman who is involved in this with the ketamine. So, and he's really helping PTSD and anxiety. He's a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And so it's a wonderful thing. And, not really for me per se, but I hope it really does happen and helps a lot of people and makes even more money for our countries.
Oh, you know, they say that it really helps people with post-traumatic and so many stories of hope with this product, with all of the different research that's being done on the brain. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Absolutely.
But the next is one of your favorite stories of the day. Go ahead and tell us.
Yep, so a former Coca-Cola quality control analyst, he's saying a recent report from the FDA showed that 50% of CBD products tested also included THC, which is probably a very big story for you there, Frankie, with cannabis and hemp product sales skyrocketing among U.S. consumers. High-quality standards and accurate labeling are becoming essential not the law in many states. So the need for safe and, safe cannabis and hemp products intrigued quality control analyst Lonnie Mowbray to move away from her work in Big Soda at Coca-Cola over to Source Technology. And they're a leading supplier for CBDs and other food beverages and topical manufacturers. They're saying it's very much the Wild West. Cannabis brands do not need to follow the FDA standards commonly found in most food and beverages. So many products are not labeled properly. They're fraudulent in terms, said Mowbray. So this is a really, really interesting article, and I'm shocked myself.
Interesting.
That 50% of CBD products also have THC in them.
No, I'm not. And we talk about this all the time on this program, Mark. I'm not surprised at all. And one of the things that we say is every single person out there, you need to get and ask the company what the breakdown is. What are you consuming? And when you go to the gas station to buy CBD, chances are there's not going to be any CBD in it. It will be hemp, but hemp and CBD are very different. And I think people need to become educated, and that's what this show is all about. So, yes, I'm not surprised. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
The efficacy needs to change. Yes, fascinating.
Absolutely. I think it's fascinating, and I appreciate Source Technology bringing this to my attention. Very, very important.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But there is some exciting news happening. You know, I look out my window, my balcony, Mark, and
right.
I see TD Garden. I see it. It's right there. Hi, TD Garden. And right around the corner from TD Garden, the Boston Garden, and very famous, not infamous, but famous. Although if you're from not from Boston, you do think it's infamous. there is a brand new, making a lot of buzz. That was bad. Tell us about Ascend Wellness.
Ascend Wellness Holdings has officially opened its long-awaited recreational marijuana dispensary in downtown Boston. Located around the corner from North Station and TD Garden. The 16,000 square foot store announced its official opening Monday after kind of a soft launch that they did last week. According to the company, the multi-floor shop is the largest adult-use marijuana dispensary on the East Coast. I mean, that's gigantuan. That's huge.
Huge.
I mean, have you been to this place yet, or are you planning to go?
No, I haven't. But ironically, I believe it is the home of the old radio station that we were once at. So I think that it is a huge space.
That's kind of surreal, really, right?
Actually, it is. It is. And Friend Street, just so everyone knows, Friend Street used to be, how shall we say, a very seedy part of Boston. And they want to change the name to some shishi name, and it did not fly at all. It's North Station, without the L trains, but it's still North Station. And it is the home of the Boston Garden. Well, now it has gone through a major, in 5 years, Mark, in just five years, it is, you would not even recognize this. My uncle used to work on Friend Street and had involvements in a liquor store. He wouldn't recognize it. Uncle Barney, I'm sorry, you would not recognize your old stomping grounds. But I have to tell you, this is absolutely, it was furniture, warehouses. It was it's not the kind of place that you would go down today. Shishi bars, electronic rooms that move, that were designed in Sweden. It is absolutely movie theater, shopping, Star Market just went in downstairs in the basement. It is high rise apartments, one right after another, condos. Oh my gosh, fabulous. Absolutely a fabulous neighborhood it has become. And so all the millennials, all of you, are living there, and you finally got your own vet, you know, the vet is finally there because so many dogs, and now you have your own CBD store and cannabis shop. It's fabulous.
Win-win-win for all.
It's a win-win-win story. And by the way, Ascend is also the city's fourth recreational pot shop, and they're going to be opening in Dorchester, east of Boston, and Jamaica Plain. And it is the first downtown within walking distance of tourist destination, because if you walk over the locks, which is right across the street from where this location is, you will find yourself in historic Charlestown, where you will find the monument and the USS Constitution Old Ironsides.
So are you telling me, Frankie, then, I could go get a joint and then go to Fenway Park? Is that what you're telling me?
A little further away from Fenway. It's a little further away from Fenway. But
right. Well, I'm a New Yorker. I'm geographically challenged.
Yeah. So, no. You'll be able to get on the train right there in North Station. Mark Goldman, always so fabulous, GoldmanMcCormick.com. Thank you.
Hey, we're
going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and Mark Goldman is still with us. We have more stories to cover, and Mark is, of course, PR guru extraordinaire. for those of you just joining us, we do a biz roundup on my Biz Talk radio show, and we do a cannabis news, CBD / cannabis breaking news, interesting stories on a regular basis, and we love that because it gives you a feel for what's happening all over this country. It's a very unique perspective, and one that you're not getting on the nightly news. So welcome back, Mark Goldman from Goldman McCormick. We do have more stories. Let's talk about the House agrees to expand Louisiana's medical marijuana program. Interesting, huh?
Absolutely. So patients in Louisiana's medical marijuana program, Frankie, would be able to smoke raw cannabis rather than rely on the more processed forms of marijuana currently available if the Senate agrees to a bill that easily won the House passage just this past Monday. The House voted 73-26 with little debate for expansion proposal. Frankie, Louisiana's dispensaries sell medical marijuana in liquids, topical applications, inhalers, and edible gummies. You know, some of my favorite things there, right? But they are barred from offering raw marijuana in smokable form. The bill would legalize that as well as for medical purposes starting in January. The raw smokable marijuana plant is cheaper to produce and sells because it involves less processing. So that's really kind of interesting. I've never really heard of any state doing this. Have you?
No. And we have a doctor that comes on regularly who believes that the raw form, the resin, is really what was used in ancient times and is really beneficial for everybody. And that the processing has deleterious effects to the health as well. So I think this is going to be a trend. Yeah, this is going to be, I think you're going to see more and more. It's so interesting. Years ago, the CBD Plus company, Stuart Tonks company, they were doing a green raw form of CBD, and people, very earthy tasting. It was not, you know, it was not, in my opinion, this is in the early days, that palatable, but it really now shows that they were so innovative, because that's really what is the best form of the CBD.
Absolutely. You know, this whole raw thing, I don't really like it, to be honest with you. You know, if you're going to go full on, do it for real. You know what? A lot of people who are utilizing medical marijuana could really use more than just, you know, gummies and topical situations. They could, you know, a lot of the people utilize, you know, smoking and whatever else. It really does help them, or vaping, or whatever it might be. So I think Louisiana really needs to look a little further into this medical marijuana program.
I agree with you, but I think there are all sides to this story. And raw has become very, very big with millennials, and they're eating raw. They're buying raw foods for their dogs. So I think it's kind of in that line right now. I don't know. It just is. It's a very interesting story.
It's definitely better than nothing for Louisiana, and I'm sure they're going to make a lot of money off this, too. So that's great. That's wonderful. But I would just think they would look into everything and not just, you know, this situation, really.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you and I both know the lovely Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman.
Right.
Queen of First Lady of Nutrition. Well, she wrote many years ago, and people were shocked. They were absolutely shocked that she came out and said, hip, hip, hooray for hemp. It's the best thing for your skin. The best, the best, the best. Her new book is called Radical Longevity, and she was just on both radio shows, my health show and the lifestyle show.
Right.
And once again, says that one of the best things to use for your skin is hemp. Well, Brooke Shields must have been listening.
Absolutely. She swears by this CBD face oil to hydrate and smooth her dry skin at age 55. I mean, Frankie, have you ever put CBD face oil on your face or anywhere?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, really? And more yes. And I was using it years ago before it was in. And I went to a party in Anaheim about 5 years ago. 5 years ago now. It's got to be at least 5 years ago. Maybe, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago. And this show was just beginning. I think it was about 4 years ago. So the show was just beginning. And we got a goodie bag when we left the party. And it was full-size products. I remember I had to ship it because I had a carry-on that at the time. Full-size products for the body. Bath bomb, lotion, face, and, you know, it's so interesting. There have been many attempts, many attempts to make a really great face product with CBD in it. And for whatever reason, they all seem to just fizzle out. They don't seem to last. And, yeah, I don't know what it is, but I think it does make a lot of sense that it would be so nourishing. It's an omega fatty acid, and it's great for the skin.
Right.
If you take it internally, I don't understand why it hasn't had more longevity.
I have seen people use, CBD creams for their hands and other things that definitely work. But I've never seen a woman put this on her face before, and I'm excited that it actually does something to hydrate and smooth skin and make things better all around.
So let me ask you, if I gave you some CBD for your face, would you try it?
I would try anything once. Anything at all. Doesn't matter what it is.
Okay.
If it's good enough for Brooke Shields, it's good enough for Frankie Boyer, it's good enough for me.
You know, I don't know how she's doing a famous skincare line. So I don't know how happy they are about her promoting CBD. I'm sure that's going to affect that contract because it's very mainstream. I can't remember if it's CoverGirl or Neutrogena, but one of those brands that she's doing now, her skincare line.
Right.
And she starts it by saying, I embrace the way I look, but, you know, my dry skin or something. So she's now talking about tiptoeing around the menopause story, and every person and every woman, I think, can really understand. I think it's interesting. I think it's very interesting. And I think it's interesting that the CBD world is being looked at by all sports. I think baseball, I think it's either baseball or hockey. Do you remember which one is more open to it?
You know what?
They're allowing it.
Not at all.
It's one of those sports. I think it's baseball. I think it starts with baseball. I really feel for the football players. Personally, I think they need the CBD. And Gronk, it's so interesting. Gronk, who retired and said CBD changed his life, Gronkowski, from the New England Patriots, and then, of course, of late, what was the name of that team in Tampa? Buccaneer. I'm joking, obviously. The Buc. It's just gives us a little in our throats to talk about him and Brady in Boston these days, but the Super Bowl winners. But I'm wondering if he is still using CBD and if it's legal now to use just CBD on the body without taking it internally.
You know what?
And I think
there's nothing really crazy there. So, you know, what's the issue? What's the real issue here with doing that?
What is the issue? Well, the issue is, Mark, is that probably the issue is probably the pharmaceutical industry. They're not thrilled about this CBD stuff. They're trying to get into the whole story as well. So, you know, that's another part of the story. I think it's so interesting that we're seeing that and we're hearing about it. But, you know, I think it would be such a game changer. A game changer for the country to embrace the use of CBD for pain topically. And we have
Absolutely.
To take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. We're doing a cannabis roundtable, CBD cannabis roundtable, with none other than our wonderful Mark McCormick.
Goldman.
And GoldmanMcCormick.com is the website. And we'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. We are talking all things CBD cannabis from around the country and national stories that maybe you did not hear on the local news. Joining us, and we always enjoy, Mark Goldman, Managing Partner, Media Relations Specialist at Goldman McCormick PR. That's goldmanmccormick.com. They're a bi-coastal-based public relations agency, and we just always enjoy Mark and his information. Hey, Mark, you have another story about high blood pressure. This is a fascinating story.
I agree. So CBD, as you know, is a natural compound that helps reduce some factors in high blood pressure, such as stress, anxiety, and poor sleep quality, right? So there's some evidence to suggest that CBD may help lower blood pressure. This is gargantuan, super-duper great news. Doctors may prescribe medications for people with high blood pressure. If an individual is taking blood pressure medications and uses CBD products, it's obviously important for them to inform their doctor. Right, Frankie? What do you think about this,
right,
that CBD can actually help out yet something else?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And it makes sense because, you know, I was reflecting on societies that are full of high pressures and tremendous demands on people. And one of them is a lot of Asian cultures use GABA, an amino acid, which is, you know, kind of chills you. And many parts of the country, there are kava bars, another, you know, substance that chills the body, that kind of just gives your body that time out without your losing your mind, without having the psychedelics to be a part of it, without getting high, but to kind of just take the edge off, just the edge, because we are so under the gun right now, Mark, financially, emotionally. This pandemic has put people in foul moves, and it's
place.
The same thing. And
right.
Yeah. It's just been, you know, and those that have had to deal with severe trauma and losing loved ones, and oh, my heart aches for them. I know to not be with your loved one when they pass is just devastating. So if you can take something that has the efficacy, a company like Hemfusion, a company that, you know, has a great quality product, like our wonderful Ruby Bees CBD and honey, products that have adaptogens in them, products that are functional, that help you function better in the world, and also just take that edge off. It might help with the blood pressure and the blood vessels and the work that the body has to, you know, when we think about what our heart has to do every single day and the way that just open and close your fist, you know, right now, your fist gets tired. Can you imagine what your poor heart has to do, all that pumping every day?
Absolutely.
And when you're agitated.
You know what, Frankie? There was a 2020 study that found that CBD may actually, you know, help the efforts in humans and rat arteries. The author suggested that CBD may improve a person's blood flow as well as widening their blood vessels. So that's very, very important. Also, additionally, there was a 2017 study, a trusted source, looked at effects on single dose of CBD oil in healthy participants. The authors found that it lowered blood pressure in individuals who were at rest and those under stress. So, you know what? That's gigantuan. Also, according to the American Institute of Stress, Frankie, stress causes may cause blood pressure to rise. This is due to the heart pumping faster and stress hormones constricting the blood vessels, constricting blood vessels, pardon me. So all of these studies, are leading and are saying that CBD will help stress and will help blood pressure, which is gigantuan, huge, and very, very important.
Yes, I think so. I think it's a great story. It's a really good story. And, you know, when the research is showing this, and we look at Israel, we look at Spain, we look at countries that have been so far more advanced and have been using CBD and cannabis to help with lots of things. And, you know, for people that have issues with stress, stress kills. I mean, we don't realize the effects that stress can have, long-term effects on your health. I mean, this is not a laughing matter, Mark. Stress is a very serious problem.
Absolutely. Stress is a very, very important problem. And you know what? If CBD could help, if THC could help, and an earlier story that we spoke about all the psychedelics that might help stress as well. I mean, all very, very important.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
And, you know, it's not just taking a pill or taking a tincture. It's a lifestyle change. It's about a meditation of mindfulness. It's about walking or getting more physical. And, you know, it's so interesting, Mark, during these difficult times when we look to our elders around the world, the centenarians, the men and women that live into their 90s and to 100s, you know, there's a lot of things that they do that's right. They connect. They're accountable. They have purpose. They have passion. They're moving. They're eating healthy. And, you know, they are sticking together. And I think that they have a lot of wisdom for all of us. They really do.
Absolutely.
And with that note, we need the togetherness. We need all of it. We need a total plan. A total plan. And Mark Goldman, thanks so much for all of these great stories, giving us more insight. The cannabis around the world trip that we take when you're on with us. And GoldmanMcCormick.com is the website. Thank you so much. And as always, we love when you're on and sharing these great stories.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And to thank all of you, this has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, go a lot of places to find this show. It's heard in multiple platforms throughout the country from Vermont to Oregon. Thanks so much for being with us. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. If you
you've been listening.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com. Come.